Hi, this is Pastor Jason, and I want to welcome you to our resource page for our journey toward LGBTQ inclusion. 11 years ago, our church began a journey to discover how we could better love Christians who identified as LGBTQ. It has been a long but transformative journey for all of us, and God has been tremendously faithful. You know, when I accepted the call to be senior pastor of this church, I knew that one of the early challenges I would have to face was leading this congregation toward a resolution on same-sex weddings at Evergreen. For the last 3 years, I've been spending time with the Open Door, which is our LGBTQ fellowship, the Dialogue, which is our theologically traditional learning group, our board and our staff, outside mentors, consultants, and other pastors, both straight and queer. And in all these places, I've been having conversations and reading scripture, going over videos and articles, and doing a lot of listening, praying, and learning. I've taken all that I've learned and crafted a discipleship and discernment process for the church to go through on these next couple months. For this process, we'll be using the text of Paul's letter to the Corinthians as a lens to look at how a New Testament church family addresses difficult and divisive elements within their congregation. I think it will give us a rich scriptural context to look at our process of wrestling together on this topic. This process will incorporate Sunday sermons, video interviews, supplementary classes, and online resources to give you what I think will be a robust learning journey. We will release resources each week so that you can have time to listen, watch, and participate. All the resources will be available on this central hub through our website, as well as through our weekly emails. After we've had a chance to learn together, we're going to listen together. The board and the staff will create space to listen to how you've been processing this journey and how God has been speaking to you. They'll visit you in your small group, in your ministry groups, and perhaps even just one-on-one over the phone. And lastly, the board and the staff will consider all your input as we gather together to deliberate and decide whether to affirm the vision God has given me for Evergreen. Now, I think on this journey, we'll have a few temptations. First, I think we'll be tempted to only minimally engage, to only watch the Sunday sermons, and maybe neglect all the other learning opportunities that will be a part of this process. I know that we're all busy people, but I'm asking you to do a little bit more than that. I'm asking you to put in just a little bit more time so that you can understand the complexity of this conversation and all of the people involved. I believe this learning opportunity will be really interesting and engaging for you, and it'll be transformative in surprising ways. You might also be tempted to focus on just the bottom line, what the final decision is about how our church will address same-sex weddings, and be tempted not to go on the journey that leads to that decision. But I want to remind you that while this process will lead us to some perhaps agreed upon practices for the church, this isn't about policy. This process is about how we take our vision and live fully into that culture. It's a discipleship process where I believe God is calling our church to learn how to love each other as a family, even when faced with a historically divisive topic such as this. These resources are not meant to convince you to arrive at a particular theological conclusion. They're actually just here to help you learn and appreciate the complexity of this topic, namely the biblical basis of each side and the emotional stories and journeys of the people involved. I am going to ask us to make a decision, but it's probably not the one you think. I'm not asking you to make a decision about the morality of same-sex weddings. I'm asking you to make a decision to fully love each other here, despite what the other person believes or who they marry. We will also be tempted, I think, to rely upon what we already think and believe. It's easy to go back to the opinions that we've had for maybe the past few years or all our lives, and not be open to something new. But we can't settle for that because We're God's people, and we must always allow the space for the Holy Spirit to speak to us individually and collectively in new ways, and to work within our hearts. You see, this process is actually the point. It's within the learning and listening together that we actually figure out how to live as a family. The wrestling and the disagreement and the committed conversations we have, that's what it is to be the family of God, not so much just the end decision. And so let's invite God into our journey to allow Him to be speaking to us through all of this. I'll be doing that too. Even though I do have an outcome that I believe God is directing us toward, I'm actually going to be submitting to the process as well, so that the Holy Spirit and not the senior pastor has the last word. May God bless your learning. May God bless your listening. And may God bless Evergreen as we embark on this important journey together.